Yeah, daf mem chesamet beis. We remember of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, "This machlekes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda." So, b'medvar mamurim b'zman she'om aloi ervoini yikoin. So then, Rabbi Yehuda holds skayne kenegdoi. Aba mochaloi bayis oisode be'elev zuz. Opore loi mehem chamesh meyesuz kone. But what if he wasn't a bechine of ervoini yikoin? He paid him 500 zuz, then he's kind of the sode and the bias, and then the gemara is a pilpul. We could be medame, kinyan metaltalim, the kinyan karke. The gemara says, no, there's a difference. Taltad leikoni elo lekvulim mishapora leikoni leikule. So could be, fill in the same case of Porelei Chomish Meyezuz, you won't be Koine Keneged Kulay. But the Gemara differentiated, Rav Shimon Gamliel differentiated between when does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's only Koine Kenegdoi, that's he said, Avoyne Yikoi. But there was Piroin, Porelei Chomish Meyezuz, then you're kind of a whole soda. Now, what is the taich of Ervoini Yikoin? So we're going to have here a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, which needs an explanation. But let us see what Rashi says. Bizman sha'omalei avoyne yikain yikne. If he said that aravain should be kaine, shlein nosna loy betayres tchilas peroi, was not given as tchilas peroi, vashar olav milve, ele betayres sheiravain ze yikne sakel. He said that aravain should be kaine everything. Now, Rashi says something very interesting, but let's just say the words of Rashi. Rashi says, if he says that I'm giving you money, b'toiras tchilas piroin, this is a tchilas piroin at the best, I'll owe you, then you're kind of the whole thing. But here he said, he said it should be kind of everything. For all of them, we'll see. Now let us see, we'll come back to Rashi. Bizman sha'omalei irvoini yikai. Rab Shimon Gamliel meforish the polig, Rab Yehuda, Rab Yoisi, shlei nosen lei oisei mois, b'teiris priya. He didn't say this should be a payment. If it should be a pain, if not, and like, oh, some boys, potatoes, trillers, priya, con, then he's kind of everything. Or master, a shall, a kuliam, and you pay up the rest. I know the like Rav. It's not like Rav. Rav is speaking about was trillers, piroim. And then the Gemara differentiates between karke metaltalim. O perish Rashi, ervoini yikain, sha'omar, Sheyikna loy ervoini keneged kol ameka. He said, he wants to be kind to everything. And therefore, there it doesn't help. So Tosfos says, Taime, the odiv minois loy betoires priya de kon akel, kivin sheperish behedi sheyikna hakel. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, I don't understand. If he's giving this as a payment, then you are kaine. And if I say it should be kaine everything, you're not kaine. What's What's wrong with this? This is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. So the Gedolei Achronim, the Beis Arim, the Eben Ozel, Avshach, want to say a beautiful bio in what the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is. There is a Machlokes, the Taz in the Sma, in Simen Kuf Tzadik, how does Kinyan Kesef work? The Sma holds Kinyan Kesef works, it's Kesef Shivui. I'm paying for the value of the Dova Hanikne. I'm paying for it. If you give the Shavius or Trilis Peroin also helps. Perhaps we'll explain, try to explain this a little bit. But Kesef is when I pay you for the value of your chayfetz, that's how I'm kind of the chayfetz. So let's just talk for 1 minute. Could I be kind of a matona with kesef? No. By a matona, it's not being sold. You're not paying. You're getting it for free. I want to be kind of the matona with kesef. There's no such thing as kinyan kesef. Kesef is payment, kesef shavius. Kesef shavius, that means if I'm paying for the value, so you're getting the value of your chayfetz, so memele, so then that's how kinyan kesef works. You're getting the value of your chayfetz, you're makna me the chayfetz. But some say, to be koina with kesef, there's no such concept as kinyan kesef. And the Taz is Sakasha, so Isha Niknis Beputa, that's how much he's worth, and you're paying for a value. Okay, this is a big tumult in the, or the Aloch is the Kini Kesef works the fill with Matona Manas Lahafsa. I'll give it to you. So what kind of a payment is this? This is a Kini Kesef, I gave you Kesef. But if it works with a payment, Bekitza, there's a rizike machlekes between the Sma and the Taz, how kinyi kesef works. The Taz says, kesef is a maisa kinyi, you can be kinder with kesef. Rashi says no. The Sma says not, you have to pay for the article. Then by paying, that's how I acquire the article. So the Gdei Lachoyim said, oh, this is a machlekes Rashi in Taisvis and Hazov daf mem chesem et beis. Rashi said, if he says, Irvoini Yikoin, I want to be koina the whole thing with this. I'm not paying. I want to be koina with this money. Oh, there's no such thing. Then you can't be koina. But if I say, I want to pay, that's what Rashi differentiates over here. Rashi says, let me give a shem trilis piroin. So then it's good. But he said, Yikne shalei los naloi b'toyres tchilis prem. It's not a payment. Now I want to be kinder with the kesef. Hashel, there's no such thing as kinyi kesef. The smaz arashi and hazov. Toysvis holds like the taz. That there's such a thing as kinyi kesef. So Toysvis doesn't understand. So what is the problem? What is the problem if he said Yikne sakol? So it's gewaldig. Why shouldn't it be good? That's other Gdoile Achoinim Seipshav. Now the Matera Shmuel, the Mishnah Salevi ask, fine. But there's a big problem in this. There's a big problem. Rabbi Yehuda says that Avoine Yikain, Yikaine Kinektoi. You're not kinda the whole thing, and that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel explained. Ramadvam Amurim, you're only kinda Kinektoi. If he said Avoine Yikain, but if he said this is a Peroin, then you're paying kind of the whole thing. So if you hold there's no such concept as Kinyan Kesef, he says, I want to be kind of the whole thing. So you're not kind of the whole thing. Gewaltig. You don't hold like the Taz. But why is he kind of Kenegdai? This is a Mirdi Kikashe that they ask on the And the nozzle, and I mean, there's a big problem over here. So they want to say a little different. They want to say that there's, according to Rashi, only kesef piroin works. That's true. You only pay for the chayfetz. But there's two eifanim. There's a way I can say I'm paying for half of the chayfetz, and I want this payment of half. Since I paid for half the chayfetz, I want to be kinder the other half. Why do I want to be kinder? Because I paid for half. So the payment on half should enable me to be kinder the other half. So I'm combining a payment with a kinyan. That means I'm paying for half, and through this I want to be kinder the other half. So that, Rashi holds, is no such thing. You're paying for this? Good. But because I paid for half, I should be kinder the other half. That's not good. So what is Trilas Peroim? That's Pshat and Rashi said, I want to be kind of everything. I want to pay for everyone. So the half I'm taking kind of, because the half I want to pay for. But to be kind of the other half, you can't be kind of. So what is the type Trilas Peroim? How does Trilas Peroim work? Trilas Peroim works, I'll say the words, perhaps I don't understand them too good, but we'll see from the Gemara. I'm paying for the whole thing with this Trilas Piroi. That means this is not a payment for the half. I'm paying for the whole thing. So where's the rest of the money? So Zokpanolo Bemilbe. But the payment, this I want to be a payment for the whole thing. It's a Meridike Musik. That's good. If you want to pay for the whole thing, then that's cool. So I'm paying for the whole thing with the Trilas Piroi. Where's the rest of the money? I owe it to you. But, so that's the difference. That means if you're paying for the whole thing, so that's called, that's Kinyan Kesef. I'm paying for the whole thing with the Trilas Piroi. Now let us just say one more thing. Let's just assume this Mahalach. We have here a Gemara, which the Oimek HaDvorim is difficult to understand. I just saw the Yelas HaShachar also has problems to understand our Gemara. Avshtayim and Shlita. But Al Koponim, our Gemara, we had over here a Machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan. If a person gave a Trilas Piroim, he paid for half of it. By Metaltalim, is there a Misha Pora on the other half? Is there a Misha Pora on the other half? Rabbi Yochanan said there definitely is a Misha Pora on the other half. Rav said there's only a Misha Pora on what he paid for. And the Gemara wanted to compare their machloikes to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that said by Karke, if I give a Trilas Piroin for the Karke, I'm kind of the whole Karke. So the Gemara wanted to compare this member of Rav Shimon Gamliel to Zakasha and Rav. Gemara says, no, you can't compare. Karke is Koine Kinyan Gomo. There's such a concept that since it's a Kinyan Gomo, there, with the Tchilas Piroin, I can be kind of the whole thing. There's such a concept that I can give, with a Mitzvah Piroin, I can pay for the whole thing. That's my Kinyan Karke. Kinyan Karke is Olim. Kinyan Metaltum, which is a Shvache Kinyan, if you pay for the whole thing, you pay, but a Mitzvah Piroin should be a payment for the whole thing, that can't be. That's what our Gemara said. You have to understand the Oimek HaDvorim. But that's the Mahalach and our Gemara. Now let us go a little further, and we'll see. There's more things we won't understand, or difficult. Let's say it's difficult to understand. Fine. Rabbi Bekitza, where we're up to now is as follows: that we have a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The person gave a mitzvah piroim for the whole thing. Will there be a Misha Pora on the whole thing, or can I get Domov? By Metaltalim. By Karke, Itzicha works, and by Metaltalim, Rav says, there's only a Misha Pora, can I get Domov? And Rav Yochanan says, there's a Misha Pora, can I get Kulei? Fine. Zok the Gemara, Leima Ketanoi. So the Gemara says, Lochere the Machloikis, Rav, and Rav Yochanan is a Machloikis Tanoi. What's a machloikes tanoi? Hamalve es chaveiroi al hamashken, v'nichneso hashmite. a person like this, the halacha is, we'll see soon as the sugya progresses, a malva chaveri al amashkin, if the malva is amashkin, and shmita comes, the chayv is not mishamet. You can be gave the chayv. Bible see soon. Hal malva as chaveri al amashkin, v'nichnesa hashmita, and it became shmita, they gave him a mashkin before, af al pi she'enoi shove ela plak, even though the mashkin is worth half of the chayv. So let's be megashim dinim. He lent him $800. He gave him a mashkin that's worth $400. Einei mishamet. It's not mishamet. We'll see soon what this means. Divrei Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda anosi yoyma. Imo ya mashkin kineget halvosa. If the mashkin was worth $800, einei mishamet. Vimlav, mishamet. But if it's not worth $800, it's mishamet. So now the Gemara first wants to figure out the translation of what's the machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda. My, einei mishamet dekama Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, there was a chayv of $800, he gave a mashkin of $400, einei mishamet, it's not mishamet. Ilei mekinegdoi, if he means $400 of the chayv is not mishamet, that's what he means. So, in Rabbi Yehuda says, that it is mishamet, kozman, he doesn't give $800. Michlaud Rav Yehuda nosi sova lahach pal genami mishamet. So if I will say that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it's the $400 is not mishamet, because he gave him a mask of $400. And Rav Yehuda holds afilu $400, the whole chayv is mishamet. Ela mashkin de noket lomeles. So what did he accomplish with the mashkin? He gave him a mashkin of $400 and the whole chayim is mishamet. Ela la, shma mino, my einei mishamet to come Rav Shimon Gamliel, einei mishamet bekuloi. That Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if I give a mashkin of $400, so the whole chayim is not mishamet. So I can want $800. The Malva can want $800. Oh my, Mishamet, the Koma Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he doesn't give $800, it's Mishamet. Oh my, Mishamet, the Koma Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Lahach palge, the leinoket, the leimashke. That Rabbi Yehuda Anosi says, the $400 that there's no mashkin is Mishamet. So now, first the Gemara wanted to say, pshat, what the case, before the lumdis. What is the machlekes? The machlekes is, that's what Gemara wants to say now. The machlekes is, a loive gave a malve a mashkin of $400, and the shaila is, will this mashkin of $400 accomplish that the chayv of $800 is no din shmita. Is no din shmita. And that's a machlekes, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Yehuda. Ubahoke miflegi. So what's the machlekes? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel sova kineged kulay hu kain. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds kineged kulay hu kain. Rab Yehuda nosi soiva kinegdehu koine. So now, the Gemara wants to compare this machloikis to a person who gave a tchilas piroin on the metaltalin. Is there a misha pore, the whole Mekach was the Mishapora Kineged Moisov. That's what the Gemara wants to say. And the Gemara says, oh, that's the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So we have to realize it's very difficult to understand the comparison between these two cases. That means what we know that the we know that by Kinyan Karka, if you give a Tchilas Piroin on the whole Karka, you kind of the whole Karka. That's a Nova Muskim. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. By Metaltalin, by Kinyan Misha Pora, since it's not Koine Legamri, there, for some reason, since there's no Kinyan Goma over there, there's a machloikis if a mixes peroin can help for the whole thing. Somehow, the Gemara compared the Zatais Veshans and the Shita Mekabetzes. Zatais Veshans says, well, you can't compare this to Kinyan Karke. Kinyan Karke, I'm Koine the Karke. He's Koine the Mois. Hereby a Mashkin, not the Malvis Koine the Mashkin, he could be Poyde the Mashkin. There's no Kinyan over here, but somehow the Gemara compared this to a Misha Pora. We have to understand it. We have to know this is a very difficult Gemara, but the Gemara compared this. Now, others want to say, but again, we're getting into hot water, others want to say, we had a svara in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds Mois is not koine by metaltalim. Mois is not koine by metaltalim. So why is there Misha Pore? It's Dvorim Sheyesh Behem Mois. This Samuzai, I told you I'm selling it, and there's Mois. So then there's a Misha Pore. Dvorim Vyesh Moim Mois is a Misha Pore. Now we hear the Amachleikis, can we consider a mitzas mois, which is for the whole thing, can we consider the mitzas mois that was given was dvorim on the whole thing, and can we somehow use the mitzas mois like this is mois for all the dvorim? He told him he's selling him something for, metalton for $800, he gave him $400. Can we use the $400 as a, this can be considered a payment for $800, for the $800 article? Al Kaponim, we see that when there's not a Kenyan Gomo, whatever the Oimek Advorim is, which is very difficult to understand, there's a Machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, can I use a Mitzas Piroin, can I cheshbin that this is Ki'ilu, it's a piroin on the whole thing. Can I use a mitzvah's piroin as a piroin on the whole thing? So the Gemara, we're not talking about a Kinyan Gomer. Here by Mashkin and Shemitah, we're also not talking about Kinyonim. We're only speaking about if the Malva has the Mashkin, if the Choyv is Nishmat. So somehow the Gemara understood this is similar to Kinyan Misha Pora, and the Gemara wanted to say that it's a machlekes tanoim. Let us see Rashi. Amalve ala mashkin en shviyis mishametes. The loy kerinen bei loy igois. So now Rashi is giving us a tam. Why is it that when the malve is a mashkin, so Shvius is not Mishamit. Lekerine bei lo yigois, sherei einoi toivoi klum. He's not toiveya anything from him. He's not toiveya. The iser of Shemitah is lo yigois. You shouldn't be toiveya in Shemitah. I'm not toiveya from you. So how do we learn Pasha Pshat? I'm not toiveya from you. I have the mashkin. I have the shibud mashkin. So I'm not talking to you, I didn't wish I could with you, I have the mashkin. So that's why there's no loyigos. Frekte tois vishans, that's beautiful. That's if you have a mashkin of $800, so you can say it helps that There's no layigoyis. But if it's only a mashkin of $400, so how can you say that there's no layigoyis? I mean, but he only has $400. The other $400, the only way he can get it is being gaiva from the leiva. So how can you say the lekrine be layigoyis? This kasha, the Tosfos Shantz asks on Rashi. So the Tosfos Shantz says, no, there's another reason why if you have a mashkin that's not mishamet, there's a sefri, as, shalachicha biyodecha, if it's shalachicha biyodecha, it's not mishamet. It's a drash. Shalachicha biyodecha, it's not mishamet. So mamela, here I have shalachicha biyodecha. Frekte, chedushi beis meya, you have shalachicha biyodecha. But how much shalachicha biyadecha do you have? You only have $400. Shalachicha bi. How does shalachicha biyadecha help? I have shalachicha $400. How does this work on the other $400? This kasha the beis meyer is. The beis meyer wants to say a pshat according to Rashi. Al kabbonim will know a shtikel pshat in Rashi. He says it's a very difficult gemara. But he wants to, he says something very interesting. He says, there's a machlokes, if shibuda deraisa, shibuda lav deraisa. What's this machlokes? If you hold shibuda lav deraisa, that means if Reuven lends Shimon money, Reuven has no schusei momen by Shimon. All that Shimon, the only mechayev that Shimon has to pay is a mitzvah, priyas balchoyv mitzvah. But Reuven has no schusim whatsoever in benichsei Shimon. Nothing. Shibuda lav deraisa. So what's the din? You have to be goyve from Shimon. That's all we have to be doing. There's a seida how to be goyve, b'chutz tamoy, aber akaponim, if you hold shibuda lav deraisa, the whole koyach, the malva has, is only with Shimon. With nichsei Shimon, he has nothing. And the Torah said, lo yigois, when it comes to Shemitah, forget about Shimon. You have nothing to do with Shimon. That's the din, Shemitah is Meshamet. The v'yol shibud alav deraisa. He says, through, when the malva gets a mashkin, so the Torah was machadish, the minute the malva gets the mashkin, somehow the mashkin that the malva receives creates a shibud benichsei Shimon. How this works, I don't know. But that's what he says. He says, the minute the loiva gave the malva a mashkin, so that means still now the malva only had by the loiva mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah for you to pay. He had no schusei moment. The minute the loiva gave the malva a mashkin, this creates a shibud benichsei haloiva. And now we have a machloikis. How great a shibud could a mashkin make. And that's totally, if that gemore was medame, the shibud that the mashkin that the malva receives, the shibud that through receiving the mashkin, he gets a shibud benichsei aloive, can he get a shibud keneged the whole chayv? Can he get a shibud keneged the value of the mashkin? That is similar to when a person makes a mitzvah spiloin by metaltlim. Can he get a schus in the whole metaltlim for mishapora? Can he get a schus in half of the metaltlim? Somehow the Gemara was medamedis. So he says, al koponim, according to Rashi, understands it. So the minute he gets a shibud, there's no laigus anymore. I have nothing to do with you. I'm not doing with the loiva. I go and mon my shibud. And your shibud you can mon in Shemitah. The whole din is Shemitah, you can't mon from the loiva. So the mashkin biyat hamalve creates or generates a shibud benichsei haloiva. And now the shaila is, if a mitzvah shabbos create a shibud, and all the nechasim all connected. And that the Gemara somehow was medame to Amitzis peroim ametaltelem. So, this is how the Beis Meir says, Pshat. Elo plag chatzi hachoyv. He only gave him a mashkin for half of the choyv. Einem mishamet, lekamem meforish, lo, what does this mean, einem mishamet? Ilay medeine mishamet kineged chatzi hachoyv, shutoifis mashkin olov, einem mishamet. Avo mishamet hu hashar, but the rest of the choyv is nishmat, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Michlal, Rav Yudan Nosi, also lameim dekim, deine mashkeini kineged halvo, soi, mishamet kol hachoyv. But me, how could that be? So I'm asking the knock, cat lomidly. So Rashi says, I'm asking the toughest, the might toughest. I'm lately, it's masking tachas shavi. At least it should be a masking tachas shavi. Be me, like, rina be laigais. And, so there's no laigais, al kapon connected shavi. So the Gemara says, no. The shayla is connected the whole chay. Pshim, I'm gamliel holds, ain't a mishamit pekula. Kloimer, ain't a mishamit klal. There's no shmita whatsoever. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Loi." So the Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara. So the way we're up to now, the Gemara wanted to say the Machlokes Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and Rab Yehuda is the Machlokes of Rav and Rab Yochanan. So it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan is like Shimon Gamliel, and Rav is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Loi, it's no right by any mishamet to come Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lahachbal gedenoket alei mashi. Michlar the Rabbi Yehuda nosi sova lahachbal gedenoket alei mashi kenami mishamet ala mashi gedenoket lo melei lezikorim dvorim baalmen." The whole purpose of the mashkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, is the mashkin is lezikoren dvorim ba'alme, but it will not help to bring about that afilu kinegda, it should not be mishamet. So duma is two mahalchim and the machlekes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yehuda. Either the machlekes is the machlekes of Shimon Gamliel Yehuda, the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, or you could say that everyone holds like Rav. It can only work in Egdoi, and Rabbi Yehuda Nosi holds bechlal such a mashkin. Bechlal doesn't accomplish anything. It's only lezikorin dvorim baum. So that's the end of lechera of this sugya. A little now. It's not the end, we'll see it's Nimshach a little further. Rav Kahane Yovele Zuzi Akisne. Rav Kahane, they gave him money on flax. Lesoif Iyake Kisne. The Kisne, the flax became worth more money. Now, they gave Rav Kahane money on the flax. They didn't give him the whole money. They gave him partially. So, this was the case that we had a machlokes Rav Yochanan and Rav, if there's a mishapora kenegdai or keneged kulay. Also, lekame de Rav, now Rav Kahana went to the right pasuk, he went to Rav. Rav Kahana wanted to have charote. I mean, the flax became worth more, so now it's, so. On Malay, so Rav told him an ideal psak, which Rav Kahana was very happy with. But my dinakita Suzy Havlo, listen, the kineged, what the value of the money he gave you, that you have to give me. You don't want to be kabla mishapora, so that's connected. The idoch, but the other chelik of the Dovar Hanimke, Dvarim Nino, no money was given on this, but Dvarim ain't be Mishum Chesori Yamun. You told him you're selling him the whole flax? Change your mind. The prices change, you change your mind. He didn't give you money on it, it's Dvarim. Dvarim ain't be Mishum Chesori Yamon. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Bamai did the Kitis Zuzi Havlu. You died, you have to give. Viloi Mekablis Mishapor. Vihida Hamoisa, but the rest of the flax, Dvorim Nelo. Viloi Mois. He didn't give you money on this. Rav Letaimei, the Oma Knegdo Hikoin. So we see Episamoira de Kizach, I mean, even though he told them, I'm selling you the whole flax, and there's no problem. In fact, the Gemara, the Itma, we learned, Dvorim, Rav Oma, Eimbe Mishim Chesore Yamone, Rabbi Yechon Omer, yesh be mechusari emona. No, there's a new machloikis. If by dvorim, there's a din of mechusari emona, you're not trustworthy. Yeah. Zek the Gemara, meise vei, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ma Talmud lo Omer, hin tzedek, it says, eifo tzedek, hin tzedek, that you should have, so poshe pshat and posik is, that you should have your kalim that you use to weigh with, to measure with, should be accurate kalim. Frek the Gemara v'loi hin bechlal eifa hoyu. I mean, it says eifa tzedek, so hin is another type of a measurement. So if eifa has to be tzedek, sin also has to be tzedek. Aloloi malor shehein shaloch tzedek. The love shaloch tzedek. No, it's a posik. You have to take the posik. Hin means your word has to be a word. Yes is yes and no is no. So we have a drash that mina teire, you say, you told someone, you guaranteed someone, there's no maisik inyan, but you have to keep your word. Omar Rabaye, ahi, ahu, shalay, yadaba, echad, bepe, be echad, belay. No, it means something else. This person means like this. You shouldn't tell him something, it means something else. That means I'm gonna give it to you, and in your heart you don't mean to give it to him. But over here, let's see what Rashi says. Hin, bechlal, eifom, shahin, yud, beis, lugin. But it's all types of measurements. Make sure that you should be matzdik what you said. So the Gemara says, no, this means something else. When he says something, when you say, you should mean what you said. But here we're talking about something else. When I told you I'm selling you the flax, I wanted to sell you all the flax. Now something happened, that now the flax became more expensive. That means when he told him he was unaware of this change that's going to come about. There's no chesor nemunah. That's what Ravos. But you're asking a kasha from the posik. The posik means something else. Rab Shimon Oimer, af al pi sha'omru talis, koine dinner zov, vein dinner zov, koine talis, mikom okein, kein haloche. That's the loche, that what mois enem koinis, ablomu misha pora man sheder, amabu man sheder, af logim, hu osid, li pora mi mi sheno imit bediburoi, but the kash is not from here. The kash is, it says further, let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Abomul Chachomim, fine. Seifakton, this is talking about whether he gave him money, and it's even though it's not koine, but it's a mishapah. But Seifakton, החויזה בוי אין רוח החומים נויכי מנו. אלמו יש בהם משום מחוסר ימון. Here it says clear in the Mishnah, here it says clear in the Mishnah that even though דבורים אין הקיינה, ונויסים, that's weird, דף ממחס, ונויסים ונויסים בדבורים לא יקונה, והחויזה בוי אין רוח החומים נויכי מנו. So Al Kaponim is saying Ruach HaChomim Neichimeno. So how could Rav say that there's no problem to be Chayza? So the Gemara says Tanoihi. So Machloik is Tanoi. This Nan, we learned a Mishnah. My, so that's right, Rav Shimon Taka holds that there's a din of in Ruach HaChomim Neichimeno afilo by Dvorim. There's a Tana that's chaylik. Maise b'Rabbi Yochanan b'Masye she'omar livnoi tzei uschoy lo no poilim. He told his son, go and hire poilim. Right? Holach uposak lem mezoinis. He hired them and he told them, you're gonna get meals also. Shabo eitzalaviv. Amalai b'ni, you told them, he given them a zaynis. That's a shrekliche ischaibis. Afilu ato isalem kesud ishloime b'shaitoi lo yotzosi idei chayvosa. If you obligated yourself to give them a zaynis, we'll never be finished with what lies in this obligation. Shehem b'nei Avrom yitzak v'yake. Elo atshalo yaschilu b'malochem. Tseiva moilem amanasha ein lochem alai ella pas vekitni is bilba. So listen, before they start working, tell them, I changed my mind, I'm not obligating myself to give you mezoinis, no, pas vekitni is. So visalke daitoch dvorim yeshpe mishum mechasori amone, heicha omale, if you say that a vote is a vote, so how could he tell them zil hodaboch? So al kochach we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya is chilek on Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says it's a machlik is tanoi. So the Gemara says no. Shani hosom the poilim gufay. It's no raya. Could be everyone holds like Rabbi Shimon. The poilim gufayu leisom chedatayu. They did not rely on what the son said. My time. They know that, I mean, he's giving. The son is not the balabos. The whole thing is what the father is going to give. Frank the Gemari, Hochi afilu hischilu b'maloche nami. Some amon of Sheikh. If there was, they realized they can't take his guarantee face value, because it's not him, it's the father, and the father never told them anything. So what's the difference between actually yaschilu b'meloche? If they'll start work and he doesn't tell them anything, omri meima oma kameidavu, he told the father already what he told us, v'nechalei. So the Gemara wants to say that there's no raya from Rabbi Yochanan, from this Maaseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya that is chaylik on Rabbi Shimon. Here there's no dvorim because they realize that whatever the son told them is not he's not a balabos, it's totally in the father. So Mamel, that's why there was no smichas das on the dvorim. Let's see Rashi. Tanoi, Ashkam Yechim Ben Basya, the Polig. Maise Brab Yechinen, Mishni Baseich Es Apay Alim, Shetziva Es Benoi, Lachza Betnoi, Achle Yeschilo Meloche, Blifsaklem Bezayin Eskala. So the Gemara says, it's not Dvorim, Lesom Chedatayo, O Divrei Aben, Meimer Omer Kamei, Kvaridio, Ma Posek Lono, Ben Yischatzim.